trying to focus on some of the newer things that are available to the breast cancer patient. And one that's sort of on the way, I guess, since it's not really FDA approved for breast cancer yet, is bevacizumab or Avastin. What's your experience been with that agent in breast cancer?
Well, we've got several trials going on now, Ribbon 1 and Ribbon 2, which is a first-line metastatic and second-line. So far, patients, we've had a good response. You know, whether or not some of them are in the placebo arm, I don't know yet. But
it's kind of a good sign that you can't tell.
It is a good sign.
That trial is looking at different types of chemo with or without bevacizumab.
Correct.
And it's double blind, so you get an infusion, you don't know if they're really getting the Avastin or not.
Correct.
That's interesting, and you can't tell just by talking to the patients whether they're getting it or not.
For a couple of them, you can take a relatively good guess.
What about their blood pressure? Does that usually go up?
Not traditionally. I mean, the patients who we've seen problems with their blood pressure had pre-existing hypertension, but nothing to the point where it was considered to be a hypertensive crisis.
How about nosebleeds?
Some reports of nosebleeds, yes.
How about the way they feel? I mean, it's not chemotherapy. Does it have generalizable kind of chemotherapy effects?
No, not at all. We do have a couple of patients that we are treating with Avastin and chemotherapy off-label who we've seen good results with.